This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back with Dr. Kate Rambleau. She's a naturopathic physician, and we're talking about brain fog, about brain health. And before we go on, Dr. Kate, I was listening to something on the CBC yesterday, and I think there needs to be some clarification on really what it involves to be a naturopathic physician, because the interviewer made it assume that as a naturopathic physician, they only had 1 year of training. What is your actual training to be a naturopathic physician?
For spreading that kind of misinformation. Now, naturopathic doctors, first of all, require a full undergraduate university degree, and then beyond that, there's 4 years full-time training that is very similar to what your GP or family doctor might get. There is training in, of course, basic physiology, anatomy, as well as how to do a physical exam, come to a diagnosis, order and interpret blood tests, and then treat. Of course, actually, naturopathic doctors are trained in pharmacology. They do a full year training typically, and ironically, that's often more than a conventional practitioner will get in terms of classroom time. And in addition to that, of course, therapies that involve nutrition, diet and lifestyle, botanical medicine, and all naturopathic doctors, in addition to this training, are required to meet board exams on both a North American as well as a provincial level, depending on the jurisdiction that they're practicing in. When I graduated, after I was done, I did a two-year residency during which I continued my training and taught classes. And in addition to that, there is continuing education that's required on an annual basis to maintain your license. So there is an incredible amount of training that goes behind a naturopathic doctor in order to achieve and maintain a license in Canada.
So we're talking about 8 to 9 years of education that it takes to be a naturopathic physician, not 1 year.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So on that note, let's talk about some science-based, evidence-based, information that to help people with brain fogs, with brain that are having memory issues. What should they be doing in terms of diet? What should they be doing in terms of supplementation? What should they be doing in terms of exercise if somebody's having memory issues?
Great question. So first of all, you want to look at that stress, see where it's coming from, doing whatever you can to eliminate or address that stress. Secondly, exercise, extremely important as a stress buster, as an anti-inflammatory. Now, you need to be careful with exercise because it is possible to overdo it. A lot of good research showing short, high-intensity exercise is one that's very helpful for reducing inflammation over the long term. So you need to do a little bit more research on the types of exercise that are helpful. Really, any kind of getting up and moving tends to be good for your general health and your brain. Diet is removing the common offenders that we see, which will promote inflammation, like gluten for many people, or dairy. Some individuals, it could be citrus, soy. As I was saying before, I do recommend an inflammation diet that completely removes all of these common offenders before you reintroduce and see what you may be sensitive to. That can be extremely helpful for many people. And then looking at some key natural health products, some key ingredients, those may be individual vitamins or minerals or herbs like the curcumin that we were talking about. Curcumin, of course, because it's a great anti-inflammatory and has been shown to be helpful for the brain in at least 10 different ways. There are other nutrients and herbs, botanical medicines that complement curcumin. For example, I think earlier on you mentioned memory optimizers, the one called Bacopa. Has been receiving a lot of attention. It's been shown to support the brain for helping to prevent age-related brain degeneration. It's been shown to help with memory. There have been double-blind clinical trials on this showing improvements with Bacopa in working memory, anxiety, a reduction in anxiety, increase in focus. And it is a herb that is gaining a lot of attention and complements curcumin, for example. It works by different mechanisms. You also want to look at having adequate levels of free radical fighters, so antioxidants. Oxidative damage is very harmful to the brain. The brain is very sensitive to this. And so having plenty of antioxidants, again, curcumin, a fantastic antioxidant, green tea, this is an example, resveratrol, people may have heard of, from red wine. These are kinds of ingredients that help fight free radical damage. So all of these ingredients I'm talking about, for example, you can find them together in a combination called the Memory Optimizer, and that provides therapeutic amounts of the types of levels that are being used in the clinical trials to help with brain function.
And so tell me a little bit about Bacopa. What, where does it come from? How long has it been around? What's the use of it? What's the science behind it?
Yeah, Bacopa is a fascinating herb, and it has been used for a very long time in traditional Ayurvedic medicine. That's Indian traditional medicine. It's been used to enhance cognitive function, and growing scientific evidence supports those benefits. So, one of the trials that I mentioned before, people showing improvements in mood and memory. Another one showing that healthy older adults who took Bacopa had improved cognitive function. And it seems to be because Bacopa increases the levels of acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter, a key neurotransmitter in our brain, particularly that we need for memory, but as well for the function of the brain in general. And so a lot of, for example, medications designed to treat Alzheimer's are aiming to increase acetylcholine levels, and this is a herb that helps make that happen. It helps slow the breakdown of acetylcholine to help maintain healthy levels of this neurotransmitter. So that's important for memory. It seems to help protect against the negative effects of what is called beta amyloid. That's, again, that problematic brain protein deposit that we see in Alzheimer's. So it can help combat some of the problems that we see with that.
And how long does it take for people to get results if they're, if they're having some brain fog?
Depending on what you do. Now, for some individuals, with the dietary changes we're talking about, you can see results very quickly, even in as little as a few days. If you're doing everything together, removing, typically offending diet elements of your diet, as well as taking a great anti-inflammatory like curcumin, you can also see results relatively quickly. You should expect to see improvement within, I would say, a couple days to a few weeks at the most. When you're looking at improvements for cognitive function and memory, trials using Bacopa, for example, are often done on about a 12-week basis, so that's not particularly long.
And so that is fairly significant, that you can notice a difference in 12 weeks and 2 or 3 months. But how long do people need to be taking that? And does that, if the inflammation is reduced, what other things do people notice?
Typically, when inflammation is reduced, you will also experience relief of pain if pain happened to be an issue for you. Many people report improvements in general well-being. Inflammation affects how we feel overall. That and probably pain relief are the most common benefits that we get from improving or reducing inflammation.
And so, do people need to be taking this in combination with anything else? Like, should people be eating certain foods? Should people be doing exercise? Will that reduce the inflammation as well?
Yeah, that's a good point. I talked a lot about things that we should be removing from our diet. I didn't focus so much on things we should be eating in our diet. You want to make sure you're eating a lot of healthy fats, things like olive oil, fish oil. Fish in itself in moderation, because we have to be cognizant of the fact that eating fish, no matter where you're getting it from, can have heavy metals in it, for example. But fish oil supplements provide those healthy fats that are free of environmental contaminants. So you want to be sure you're having healthy fat, lots of organic, if possible, green leafy vegetables, colorful fruits and vegetables, high quality, and again, always if possible, organic protein to feed your brain. Your brain needs protein to make those neurotransmitters. So focusing on those foods, for some individuals, they are able to maintain just on a healthy diet. Other people, depending on their lifestyle, depending on what they're eating and their genetic predisposition, may find that taking something like curcumin is helpful really for the long term. To be honest, after about 40, after, you know, more or less reproductive age, there's no guarantees when it comes to our general health and our brain health in particular. And so there are certain key things that help support the health of our brain tissues and fight inflammation, for example, that are worthwhile taking over the long term.
So, Dr. Kate, we have the couple minutes left, and I'm wondering if you can sum up, take a couple minutes to sum up what we've been talking about and just tell people really about the research-based products that you've been saying can make a difference for people that really are having memory problems, that really would like to reduce their brain fog.
Yeah, no matter what your age is, no matter how old you are, whether you're a student studying for exams or just a busy, you know, middle-aged person rushing around work and getting your kids here and there, or maybe you're looking closer to retirement, if you feel like your brain isn't working as well as it should, if you're suffering with brain fog, difficulty concentrating, lack of focus, poor memory, all of these things may be connected to inflammation, and they frequently are. So by taking steps to reduce that inflammation, addressing stress, addressing your diet, and looking at some of these key nutrients and botanicals that can help reduce inflammation, it can make a big impact on how your brain works, both for today as well as for the future.
Dr. Kate, if people want more information on this, where could they find it?
They can go to www.naturalfactors.com for more information on the memory optimizer, on Sarah Kierman's form of curcumin, or any of the products that we talked about. And if people have questions, they can reach me at www.drkatend.com.
Dr. Kate ND, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Dave.
Okay, have a great
day. That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Alan Wishard, producers across the country that are making the show available to you, and to you for listening. Have a great, healthy day.